In the past experiences of her relationship years, Dell had gotten shot so often in her legs, arms, chest, heart, and soul. She took the bullet from every angle, and when she finally fell to her knees and was knocked down to the ground, she realized she still had love. No matter how much she disliked that person, she still had a passion for their soul. Regardless of how much love shot at her, she survived because in the end, love still wins. She didn't doubt the possibilities of love, but the thought that someone of her caliber existed was unfathomable. It was hard to believe so. When Eli came into the picture, the prediction of that thought never occurred to her until she had fallen for him. She had never seen a real and pure love blossoming like herself. The meditation of the soul sage drives the momentum of pure spirit into their soul's heartbeat, allowing them to love. She feels free and enlightened, blessed that he is a part of her that would never change. She has released the fear of love, for commitment is her nature, but loving is the hardest. To surrender is the most difficult, and she wants you to know that she would never change you for her. Be spontaneous. Be open like the free book that you are. Breathe yourself into the beauty of joy, like the sound of the rain and the uniqueness of the forest. Be like the birds in the sky and the petals of a flower. Like a bee makes honey, be free because she would never change you for her. She had to hear his voice. Dell had called Eli 10 minutes after they got off the phone. She'd missed him even when they were still talking, even when he was present and absent. Dell proclaims that you are the perfect her. She loves you eternally. She could feel Eli's slow humming, sincerely taking it in and listening attentively. Del Bay, the world does not deserve you. You are too perfect. I want everything in this world with you. If anyone told me anything about you, good or bad, I would not hear a single word if it did not come from you. I want everything good that comes out of my mouth to be of you and no one else. I choose this life with you because you are my wife, he remarked.